Murph and Mark are joining us this morning. John Murphy and Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest and get back to living. John, it's not only the Bills with quarterback issues, but the Jets too. Sam Darnold won't be starting Sunday. How much of a factor is this?
Oh, it's a factor, I think. You know, and he hasn't played well, especially lately. But, both teams, the Bills and the Jets, are sort of in the same business these days, trying to get a rookie quarterback up and running. And Jets won't be able to do that this week. Darnold has already been ruled out with a foot injury, and they'll go with 39-year-old veteran Josh McCown. I actually think once he gets the rust off, I don't know how long that'll take, Josh McCown might be better equipped to play well and beat the Bills this Sunday because just with his experience and his familiarity with that receiving core. But we'll see how much rust he has. He hasn't played it yet this year. He's been a backup and a mentor to Sam Darnold through the first nine games for the Jets so far this year.
You know, Mark, I'm starting to get a little nervous with a lot of the talk around Josh Allen because it sounds like he may be ready to go. They're not ruling him out for playing, but I mean, this guy, you want him to be your quarterback for the next decade or longer with where you took him in the draft. I mean, there's no sense in rushing him back, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think they're going to jeopardize his long-term health to play him this week if, in fact, he's healthy. So if he plays, then rest assured that they feel confident that he's 100% in the extra week, particularly the extra week off. And I think that's what everybody's thinking, that next week is the bye week and he'd have an extra week to heal. But if he's healed up and everything's ready to go, then I think they'd like to have them, under center on Sunday afternoon. So just rest assured that if he starts, they feel like he's 100%.
You know, John, what about Derek Anderson for this week? I mean, if he was going to be cleared, wouldn't he be by now?
Not necessarily. I think teams, players can, come out of protocol pretty quickly. I don't know that that's in the cards for Derek Anderson, but, there's a five-step process to concussion protocol, and it's all pretty spelled out exactly what they're looking for and the process of bringing the guy back. And Anderson has not made it through that process yet, so I guess he could over the next 2 days and could start, but I don't see that in the cards for him.
Looking at the Bills' schedule going forward, I mean, the Jets are one of these teams who are kind of in maybe the same spot as Buffalo is, right, Mark, where they have not performed all that well. Also looking at a rookie quarterback situation, trying to build for the future. I mean, this might be one to pick up and have a little bit of a good feeling heading into that bye.
Yeah, and I think the Bills have an opportunity here. There's no question. I mean, you're right about it. I mean, both of them have young quarterbacks, although, like John said, McCown's going to start this week and had great production last year for the Jets, and it was, threw the ball well and I think completed almost in the high 60s, probably 67, 68% of his passes. But they've got young clubs. I mean, they've got young quarterbacks, and they've had trouble with offensive production, both these teams. I mean, if you look at the bottom of the offensive production charts across the NFL, this team's name is littered across most of those statistics on third down conversions and completion percentage and those things that you need to have a productive offense. And then defensively, they play really well defensively. And this Jets team has some dynamic players on the defensive side of the ball, and they're even probably a little bit younger than the Bills are on the defensive side. So I would expect the defense to struggle again. Hopefully they can make some plays and give themselves an opportunity to win. But I certainly think it's a winnable game.
John, what about you? Do you think it's winnable for the Bills?
Oh, yeah, sure it is, yeah. And they've got a couple of these coming up in the remaining seven games this year. But it's hard to talk about winnable games when you can't score a touchdown. The Bills have won in the last three games. They're averaging like less than 7 points per game over the last three games. It's hard to envision beating anybody, home, away. Good teams, bad teams, if you can't find the end zone, and that has got to be job one for the Bills this week.
Hey, John, what do you make of LeSean McCoy not talking to the media this week after the trade deadline passes and he stays in Buffalo?
I don't make much of it. He hasn't been on our radio show for a couple of years, so I kind of feel the pain. I think he'll be all right. I mean, there's no place for him to go now this year. He has been happy in the past. He loves being a captain here. I'm not sure what his state of mind is these days. I mean, he's probably just as depressed as anybody with the lack of production on the part of the offense, but I don't make much of him not talking.
All right, John and Mark, have a good trip to New York. We will talk with you Monday morning. John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.